Welcome in, everyone, to our GSP Ace of the Day presented by DraftKings. Now, was Tuesday the start we were looking for? No, absolutely not. 1-2 on the day. We'll try to do better moving forward. But you take a closer look at those picks, I think we're on the right track. So we're going to stay the course on today's podcast. A quick recap: yesterday, we hit on the over 2.5 sets in Rublev Tsitsipas, that match going the distance all the way to a third set breaker. We also took over 2.5 sets in Nadal Dominic Thiem. That match went 7-6, 7-6. So did we lose? Yes, we did. And, you know, we made a shift accordingly in today's picks to reflect the fact that we should have just taken the over in games, should have said maybe, you know, we knew we were going to be close sets at the very least. If there was a blowout set, it was probably a result of someone winning a close set in the first. That was my theory, at least. But we came awfully close to hitting on that pick. Nevertheless, that was a loss. And then our parlay on the day, we were, I think, 4-1 in terms of our picks. Or I guess 4-1-1. Blaz Rola didn't end up playing his match. The only loss we suffered, though, Alicia Bolton. So overall, you know, we go, what, 5-2-1 in terms of our picks. That feels like a relatively better start. You can always skew the math in your direction. So again, we're going to stay the course on today's picks for the aces of the day. Of course, if for some reason you aren't already playing along with us, or maybe if you are, you should stay the course and stick with our friends at DraftKings, who, of course, are offering up a special, unique offer for our Crack Rackets fans. Here's how it works. You're going to go to DraftKings.com, create your DraftKings Sportsbook account, and make a deposit. From there, DraftKings will match your first deposit at 20% up to $500. Real simple after that, folks. You're going to make your first bet, and DraftKings will also match that with a risk-free first bet up to $500. Just go to DKNG.co/crackedopen to play. That's DKNG.co/crackedopen. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER in Illinois, New Jersey, West Virginia, or Pennsylvania, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa, or 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado. Users must be 21 years or older and in a participating state to take advantage of that offer. Deposit bonuses in DK dollars, which have no cash value and must be used on DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for more details. Of course, as always, to see my entire list of picks, just go to our website, crackedrackets.com. This podcast article form found on our website. You can find all of the picks for Wednesday's matches across the tennis world there. But with that in mind, let's get to my aces for Wednesday's matches. First, I suppose, a look around the board. Of course, we've got the ATP World Tour Finals. Those matches, Voldemort, a.k.a. Alex Zverev, he who must not be named, taking on Diego Schwartzman on principle. I'm staying away from that, but, you know, Zverev just beat him on an indoor hard court in Cologne. I do expect Zverev to get the win over Schwartzman once again, but that just feels unkosher, so I don't want to touch that match. Wouldn't shock me if it goes three sets. I think it's plus 165 to do so, but I don't want any part of that. My partner in crime, Maxwell Labar-Rothman, in the first match bet Zverev to double fault more than Medvedev, minus 145. That feels fine. Profiting off of Zverev's misery at this point, if you can find a bet like that with your odds makers, take it. Unfortunately, I don't know if you can do that with DraftKings, but I would lean Voldemort in that match. Of course, there are other ITF challengers going around. Three challengers this week, of course. We've got Mike C. Tennis, Mike Cation in Orlando. I do like Dennis Kudla to win his match tomorrow. I think Chris Eubanks will win as well, but I think the other matches are going to be toss-ups, or at least I am not comfortable enough to get in on the action. Now, in terms of the money line favorites, I do like some familiar names. You know, we've got Garland, minus 20,000. She has played so well of late. Furness, Munar, Borges and Cabral as a doubles team. You've got Vasil Kirkov, who's done really well of late. Also, you've got Bosail, you've got Jesse Annie, Gianluigi Quinzi, you've got Thomas Mahak in action, Emma Davis in action, a bunch of really fun players. Of course, some underdogs on the day. The Spider-Man, plus 200 over Popko. It's interesting. You've got some other good ones. Martyr, fresh off a challenger victory, plus 105 over Karatsev. Holger Rune, plus 115 tomorrow. DeJong, plus 140. So some interesting underdogs. Sid the Kid Banthia, the long shot of the day, plus 650 against Bobrov. For those of you college tennis fans, you, of course, will know Sid the Kid. In terms of the overs, I like that going over Van Ruchoven versus Arna Baldi, Peniston versus Parker, Baez versus Mena, Maria versus Eubanks, Popko versus Fida Woog versus Gunaswaran, Katov versus Huang, Gao versus Chelik Belik, all matches I could see going the distance. I also could see Djokovic and Medvedev going over 2.5 sets tomorrow, plus 140. I could see over 4.5 service breaks in that match, plus 112. And with that in mind, we will get to our picks for our aces on Wednesday. Let's start with the World Tour Finals action. Not going to take a money line, but going to take the over 21.5 games in Medvedev-Djokovic. Now, you want to parlay that with a Djokovic or a Medvedev victory, you're going to get even better odds than this. But here are some numbers excuse me, for all of you listeners. These guys have played 6 times in their career now. 2 of the matches were on, one was on clay, the other was on grass, but 4 of the matches have been on hard courts now. Djokovic leads the head-to-head 4-2. Of course, Medvedev won 2 out of the last 3, going 2-1 against Djokovic in 2019. But in their hard court matches, Djokovic a 3-1 record. Here are some numbers, though, overall in their matches, and twice they've played in Grand Slams, or at least twice they've played in 3 out of 5 set formats, the other being Davis Cup, one being the 2019 Australian Open. Either way, through the first 3 sets of their matches, none has had fewer than 20 games. That, of course, was the one match they played on grass, semifinals, Eastbourne 2017. So much has changed since then. Their last 3 matches have all gone the distance. In Monte Carlo, in Cincy, at the ATP Cup earlier this year, all of those matches going 3 sets. And I just think it's because it's a little bit of the Spider-Man meme, right? Both of these guys going to be patient. Both of these guys want to bait you into attacking, into going into the outer third. Of course, this is an indoor hard court match. Neil Medvedev is 6'6". He does have a huge weapon in that first serve. He'll need it to land in this match. I think this one's going to be really close. You saw the first match Medvedev played against Voldemort. He looked rock solid. Djokovic looks locked in heading into this final week in London. I think this is going to be a really fun battle. We're going to take the over in this match. Over 21.5 games. 7-5-6-4, 7-6-6-3. Both of those cover. And I think that's the sort of match we are in for. I really do think this match will go the distance, but we learned our lesson from yesterday, so in case it doesn't, we're going to take the over 21.5 games in this match, minus 167, $5 on that to win 3 in return. That's ace number 1, ace number 2. Of course, a funky parlay for all of you listeners. We're going to go Dennis Kudla, who, again, as I mentioned, is a minus 550 favorite tomorrow, I believe, over Patrick Kipson. Now, I think Kipson's great. I just think Kudla's playing some outstanding ball. There was no wearing his legs today. Straight set victory over Kevin King. We're also going to take Jaume Munar, who is a pretty strong minus 950 favorite over Christian Lindell. We're going to take UNC's Jesse Annie, who's been playing really well of late, also minus 375 tomorrow over Bayer Lova. And then we are going to take Gianluigi Quinzi, the former top Italian junior, minus 325 tomorrow over Esteve Lobato. Of course, we know by now, always take the Italians at this time of year. You parlay the 4 together, plus 115. We're going to throw 4 on that to win 460 in return. So again, our 2 aces of the day, over 21.5 games in Medvedev Djokovic, minus 165, 5 to win 3, and then a parlay of Kudla, Munar, Annie, Quinzi, plus 115, 4 to win 460. Of course, again, to see more of my selections of from Wednesday's matches in the Pro Tennis World, go check out this podcast in article form on our website, Cracked Rackets, where you can also find, of course, all of our content covering the rest of the storylines throughout the professional tennis world. As always, shout out to our super producers, Max Fliegner and Daniel Westoff, for the of an editing job they do day in, day out, making all of this Cracked Rackets content possible. A shout out again to our friends at DraftKings. Go play along, take advantage of their offer by going to dkng.co/crackedopen to play. But with that in mind, for our friends at DraftKings, our super producers Max Fliegner and Daniel Westoff, and all of us here at both Cracked Rackets and the Tennis Channel Podcast Network, I'm your host, Alex Gruskin. You know what we say, we hope you enjoy Wednesday's matches, and may the odds be ever in your favor. Good luck, everyone. We'll be right back.